This is a Dece World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
My big sister and I are so excited to introduce our new podcast to you. Trading Pages is a wonderful
TradingPages.pantspending.com.
Hold on, I'm not there yet. A podcast where two sisters sit down and talk about their love for surrealist novels, manga,
No. We're talking about romance, meet cutes, daring acts of love.
New plan. Each week we convene online, despite being 2,500 miles away, to willingly have sibling spats about our taste in books.
Each week, we assign each other a book outside of our comfort zone, and then the next week, we
tear it to shreds.
No, we discuss what we liked, what we didn't like.
Usually that one.
Bronwyn. And then we give each other a new book so we can start all over again. We have a 2-week schedule so listeners can read along if they like.
We are part of the Pants Pending Studios Entertainment Network.
Find Trading Pages at tradingpages.pantspending.com or find us wherever you get your podcasts. Bronwyn, what are you doing?
Hold on. I'm texting Mom to apologize for our content this week. Again.
Oh, no.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Mom, Dad, turns out I don't like munching box. I just haven't found the right dick yet.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Dece World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, from Atlanta, Georgia, comedian Mika Lahman. And now your host. The Dirty South is what he calls his junk. Discussis!
Malib Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is the Social Hour. I am Dece. Thank you for coming around for another great episode. This show, as always, brought to you by Pants Pending Studios, the greatest podcast network that I get to be a part of. Check out all the shows on the network, man. We've got Trading Pages, brand new podcast, as well as a couple other ones coming. We've got one about Godzilla, Coffee and Kaju, I think it's called. It's pretty dope, though, I know that. A lot going on down at the network. We've got some other shows coming, guys, like I've been promising for a while. We're growing. So check it out. Go to Patreon.com/PantsPending. Check out all the shows on the network. You can do a one-time subscription or one-time donation or subscribe. Help us keep this ship afloat because we depend on you. We keep content coming to you every week free, no matter what. Just like this show, every Tuesday and Thursday, you can find us now on DeeceComedy.com as well as Pants Pending Studios, as well as the Social Minute Guys, the new news comedy talk show every Monday on Dece Comedy as well. And we've got some live dates coming up, guys. Social Hour Comedy Showcase coming back. I've got a couple dates in Idaho in August, and I think one in Montana. So check out the calendar. Stuff's starting to creep back around. I'll be on the move, coming to a town near you if you live near me. Because stuff's just not happening that quickly, but there's some stuff coming around, guys. All right. Hey, we're going to get into it right now. We've got a great show for you via Zoom. We've got my friend, great comic, good friend of mine. I miss her, but I was happy I got a chance to spend some time with her. The very funny. Give it up for Mika Lahman, everyone.
Like jail.
You know, I was telling someone much younger than me, because that's most people now, that when I was a kid, when I'd go, you know, when we were kids, you would just ride your bike somewhere and you would just disappear for the day, right? You had no money, no like phone or like any way to eat or drink water. You just disappear. And yeah. you and
I would, if we wanted to go get a ride home somewhere, I would call my mom, collect, like on a payphone. That's how fucking old this is. I'd go to a payphone and I would call our phone number, collect. And I'd be like, hey, it's me. I'm at the Kmart on South Street. And just like hang up instead of saying my name. And then they know to come pick me up. And people were like, dude, how fucking old are you? And I'm like, that I'm that old. That's what we would do to be found. You like, because, you know, we couldn't afford the collect call, actually. So you just leave the message. Oh, and
it was so expensive, too.
Yeah.
Oh, like, if they accepted it, it was like $10.
Right. And $10 was that was big money back in the day. I was on Netflix the other night watching some Netflix, and Supermarket Sweeps is on Netflix now. Do you remember that show?
What?
Yeah.
Oh no, but I'm gonna watch it.
So it's this dude. You'll love it. And I think given how you grew up, you'll definitely appreciate this. It was my favorite game show as a kid because the idea of like having a new car was like, whatever, I'm 7. What am I going to do with a car? But I'm like, dude, all you can eat Honeycrisp. Like, I'm going down that aisle. Like, I'm going to go down that aisle. Oh, are you getting
headphones?
No, yeah. Like, are you hearing okay? Oh, lost visual on Mika. Oh no, she left. Lost ya. He crapped out. Goddamn internet in Atlanta, Georgia, one of the biggest cities in the country, and we can't even get decent internet in that motherfucker. It's probably the swamp and killing it. And oh wait, I think she's back. We're gonna get Mika back in here now. She's back. All right, you're back.
Sorry,
that's okay. Goddamn Atlanta, Georgia can't even get good internet, huh? I can hear you. I hear you.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
No? Let's see. Make host. Is it in your audio settings for, anything?
I can't hear you.
Oh no, I don't know how to fix that. That's you. Oh goddamn, this Zoom thing is, you know, usually we're doing fine. We just cruise along here and we're making it. No? Nope. Back? Yes, no. I'm definitely getting a signal here. I don't know. Hold on a second. We're going to figure out some technical difficulties here. There's sound again.
Hey, you're back.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you hear me? I'm sorry. It was just like call dropped.
That's all right. You got to pay that. You got to pay that internet bill, man. And Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I just paid it yesterday. I always forget about my internet bill. And so I was like, I haven't paid that in a while. I went to pay it yesterday. And it was like $200 and some.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't
have no
idea when I paid this last.
Especially these days, I'm so bad with bills. Like, I was usually pretty good with them. But now, like, I don't check my mail, really, or, like, my you know, emails and stuff. I'm just like, life is over. So,
I don't know what day it is ever.
Oh,
so
God.
I'm always like, did I pay my bills this month? So I paid them all yesterday. And yeah, my internet was like, you haven't paid this since I don't know when. That has to be like 3 months.
You're like, you haven't paid this since April. You're like, I thought it was February still. You're like, no, it's July.
Oh. Dude, when I moved into this apartment, so I moved into this apartment on March 15th. And I thought that I like hooked up the electricity because they wouldn't give you the lease without doing that. And then I did get an electric bill. So at like the beginning of June, I called them and they're like, oh, you were supposed to give us like some kind of deposit or something. So they're like, so we just didn't connect it. I'm like, well, I have power. So where's that bill going?
Yeah. Who's paying for that shit?
And they're like, oh, we've just been billing it to your apartment complex. So then I called them and they're like, oh yeah, we've been tacking it onto your rent and also $50 every 2 weeks that you don't take care of that. So I've just been so much electricity. And like, I have no idea because I moved. I'm like, oh, it must be more expensive.
You would think they would tell you that, like, be like, hey, by the way, Like, you know, did you mean to bill this to us? God damn.
Kind of. Yeah, they're like, no, we just tacked it onto your, because like my rent is my rent, and then like pest control and water and like, you know, just random stuff. So right. I was like, my rent's kind of higher than I expected it to be. But they're like, oh yeah, that's your electric. And also this running tab. It's like a VIG.
Like, someone shows up, we're gonna need that money. Okay, yeah. Jesus Christ.
So that's fun. Yeah,
because you just moved into Atlanta, right? You're in you're like in Atlanta now. Is that because you were outside of Atlanta for a while?
Yeah, I was in Duluth, which is like, I don't know, with no traffic, like 30 minutes outside of Atlanta.
Okay.
And now I'm in Buckhead, which is inside of Atlanta. So there's more like taxes and random fees and things.
I've heard Buckhead in rap songs.
So I was telling Miss Pat, actually, when I was talking about moving to Atlanta, she was like, well, what part are you going to move to? And I was like, nowhere that I've heard in a T.I. song. And she was like, that's probably a good idea.
That's yeah, that's safe. That's a safe bet right there.
I've been yelled out over a trap rap song, and no thank you.
Like, oh yeah, that place, no. Anywhere, what's farthest away from there, but still drivable to my work, it turns out.
Exactly.
So how's it been living in the city now in Atlanta? How long have you been in? Because you moved there like, is it 2 years ago now?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It just passed 2 years. I think I remember some Facebook memory a couple weeks ago where it was like 2 years, which is crazy. It's been that long already.
I know. I still feel like I just moved here.
Yeah, I do too. Like I remember the last night you were in Spokane. How long, so 2 years and you just moved into Atlanta actually like a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, I moved on March 15th. And then I went and visited Glatz in Florida. And then, I remember when I was in Florida, they were like, we can't find toilet paper anywhere. And I was like, that's weird. I should probably get some on the way back. So I stopped at like a Dollar General in the middle of nowhere in Alabama. Got toilet paper, and then when I came back to Atlanta, it was like everything shut down. And I was like, good thing I moved.
dollar store toilet paper is rough too, though.
Yeah, but that was the only thing, because like we went all over that town that they're in, because they're in like a really small town.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, and I don't really watch the news, so I wasn't totally paying attention. But I was like, oh, that's weird. There's no toilet paper. And they're like, yeah, we can't find toilet paper anywhere.
That's... And then I.
So then.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's weird because like I came back and they shut everything down. And then I just went down there a couple weeks ago. And the day that I left, they closed Florida back down.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think I should visit Glass.
It's just bad news everywhere. He was supposed to come up here. Love of My Life, Apple of My Eye. Michael Glatzmeyer was supposed to come up here next week, I think.
They were at Loon Lake right now, or no?
Maybe they are. Maybe they're here. They're coming to... up this way because we were supposed to do a show together next week, but there's no live entertainment in Washington State anymore. They put a ban on that indefinitely.
Yeah.
It was the toilet paper shortage was kind of crazy. Luckily it's just me. I never ran out, and I had someone who was doing deliveries, like Postmate delivery or shit from like Costco. Like they do those delivery runs for people.
Oh, you're talking about Lucas?
No. So another friend of mine, so when it first started, she like picked up a big thing of toilet paper for me at Costco. And she's like, here you go. I'm like, oh, perfect. Nice. This will get me through. I don't shit or eat that much. But Lucas and I were actually talking about trying to see if we could like, make another something go viral that was like, a shortage on, but something random that didn't, you know, because like the way the toilet paper thing happened is, I'm sure someone somewhere was just like, oh man, this place had a toilet paper, and posted about it. Then everyone freaked out. Like there wasn't an actual shortage. It just happened because people thought there was. So we wanted to go somewhere.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's exactly, I think, what happened like with my friends, where they're like, there's no toilet paper in this town. And I was like, weird. I should probably go buy some.
Yeah, exactly. Then, yeah.
Because we were all kind of like, that's strange.
Right.
Know? And then, I think everyone just did the run on the toilet paper.
People just start hoarding. We wanted to see if we could make something else, like something strange. We wanted to go to like a, you know, something like an Ace Hardware and like move a bunch of stuff off an aisle and been like, oh man, look, they're out of light bulbs. Like there's no light bulbs anywhere in the town.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Just watch everyone just go clear them out. Just buy all this shit. It would be a fun social experiment to see if you could get something like that to go viral that isn't even actually like important.
I mean, you probably could with all the craziness going on. I bought a PlayStation from my brother, and my mom mailed me toilet paper
because
I couldn't find any anywhere. And I was like sick of driving around Atlanta, like trying to find toilet paper. And she's like, "I'll mail you some. I have a bunch from Costco."
Like, all right, thanks. This is the weirdest birthday gift. Toilet paper. Yeah. I never gotten toilet paper.
Well,
she used it
to cushion the PlayStation.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
I was like,
be
really careful and like bubble wrap it really well. She's like, okay, and then she just like pushed it in between the toilet paper and like stuck it in the box. So,
like, all right, great. That's one way to get it there.
Yeah.
So what's life like in Atlanta with we'll talk pre and post COVID, or pre and kind of during COVID, I guess. We're still in it, we're not past it. What's it like now? Down there.
So in, from what I've noticed in Atlanta, everyone wears masks.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that mandated?
No.
Okay.
So our governor is Brian Kemp, and he was like one of the first governors that was like, we're opening everything back up. And even Trump was like, I don't know if you should do that. Like, totally threw him under the bus. Cause
right.
Trump was the one that was like, open everything, and he was like, we're opening everything, and then Trump was like, I don't know if you should do that,
right? But think about it.
Yeah, so he was like, yeah, we're gonna open everything back up. And in Atlanta, everyone was still kind of like, nah. So
right.
They were just doing like delivery and stuff, and now there's some places that are open for like patio seating, but and like the stores of course are all open, but kind of in general, like the traffic's not, I kind of gauge it on the traffic.
Sure.
And the traffic's not
really
that bad. Like,
I
went somewhere at 5 o'clock on Friday and got there. Like when I used to go to that place on Fridays, it would take me like 3 hours. It took me like 50 minutes.
Yeah.
So there's still not a lot of people out. Everyone that is out is wearing masks. But once you leave Atlanta and go to like any of the smaller cities around it, nobody's wearing masks. Everything's open.
Sure.
Like it's weird. It's like Atlanta's like its own little like kind of liberal bubble.
Yeah,
people,
well,
they're like, nah.
I mean, anytime you know, you get to the metropolis in an area, it's, you know, generally more liberal and more kind of, you're gonna have that you know, more people too. Also, I had to explain this to someone and I was down in California with them, and they're like, god, there's still like we were around LA, and they're like, oh, there's like the white people are still out, but they're like not wearing as many masks. Any of the ethnics that are out are wearing masks. I'm like, dude, like we're in East LA specifically because we hadn't got tacos. And I'm like, yeah, dude, they're like, you know, Mexican people are just way more superstitious. They're like way more. Also, they don't fucking have healthcare. So like they, you know,
yeah. They, like, I'm not dying.
Like they can't afford to get sick. Like they don't have, they don't have, you know, their taco stand on their illegal taco stand on the corner doesn't have offer a 401k and great benefits. It turns out, you know?
Yeah. They're the first ones that are going to die.
Right. You know, fucking,
yeah.
There's not enough pozole in the world to fix coronavirus. So.
Well, and like when you go outside, like, yeah, you said it's like these little white, I guess, white towns that are outside of Atlanta.
Yeah.
They've had to mandate some of those cities like Savannah and Athens. They've mandated wearing masks, and they haven't done that in Atlanta, but I don't think that they need to. Because,
really?
Like, if you go to a store and you're not wearing a mask, then you look like an asshole.
Sure. Yeah.
Because everyone around you is like, come on, there's 6 million of us. Like,
right, pull it together.
Yeah. And, like, even when they said they could open restaurants back up, most of the restaurants are like, no, we'll just keep doing delivery.
Yeah.
Like, so
well, at this point you're like, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, do you want to be the restaurant that opens up and then people get COVID? Like here in Spokane, obviously, you know, I mean, like Baracho's opened up and then there was like a COVID outbreak.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a COVID outbreak there. It's like, oh, crazy. You know, you cram 150 people into this fucking sweaty bro bar. What the hell do you,
yeah,
the hell do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I forgot about that. I had to think really hard of who else was in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
Like, it took me a while because I was like, it's Fast Eddie's, it's Baracho's. And then I was like, the Globe?
Yeah.
Like, I was just sitting here for like a while and I'm like, now there's another one. Yeah. I just never went there. That's like not my scene.
Yeah, they're gross bars. They're not, you know, I like some of the people that work there and manage them, but that's just, yeah, totally beyond. I'm too old for that shit. I can't even go to like regular bars anymore. I want to sit on a porch in a rocking chair and like, you know, talk about the old days. That's where I'm at in life.
It's
just been crazy. I can imagine down there here we're mandated, but everywhere it's just kind of this wild, you know.
Me and Bella wear like I make us wear them everywhere, and when I went to visit Glatz in Alabama, I wore mine into the Dollar General, and I felt like everyone was looking at me like,
"Oh, sure,
who's this crazy city bitch?"
Right,
with her mask.
Oh, you think you're special? Yeah, you think your lungs can't deal with a little Asian virus, huh?
Yeah. So I was just like, "Well, I'm still gonna wear my mask."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so. I was in Missoula, Montana last weekend, and in Missoula, which is, again, you know, one of the bigger cities in Montana and, you know, very liberal city, there's mask mandates in Missoula. But my parents, who live just 20 minutes south of Missoula in a different county, and it's very rural, very quickly outside of Missoula, you know, and you go to this little town and there's like just a ho-dunks and no one's wearing masks, and like they've got signs up that say, oh, you're supposed to wear a mask, and fucking nobody is, you know. Everyone's just rolling around with giant American flags in the back of their truck, which is like basically their code for a Confederate flag. Like the bigger the American flag is, the more I'm like, you want that to be a Confederate flag? That's right. All that is.
I don't remember. It's the same thing here. Like, it gets really rural. Oh, so I found out the mask mandate that they have in Athens, which is like, it's a college town, but it's about an hour from where I live. I was like, well, what's the punishment? And they were like, your first offense is $25 and your second offense is $25 and your third offense is also $25, but it could be up to $100 total.
Right. Like, okay.
Like, that's not real.
Those aren't actual crimes. Is this
going to
go on
$25 if somebody tells on you, which nobody's going to because it's one of those towns.
Right.
Like,
they're like, whatever.
Nobody cares.
My thing is, like, I don't wear a mask for me because I don't value my life at all. But like, I wear a mask for other people because, like, they're worried. I get it. It's a real virus. There's danger. But, like, I don't give a shit about me. But, like, other people are worried. So I'm like, it's easy for me to wear a mask if it makes the vast majority of people feel a little bit better. You know, like, that's not a big leap. And I think you're an asshole if that's such a big fucking ask for you to just wear a mask for a day.
It's not, I mean, it's not even that serious. Like, the only thing that sucks about wearing them here is it's so fucking hot.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're, like, breathing back onto yourself, like, that kind of sucks. But, like, if that's really my biggest complaint, like, my life is pretty great.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I'm too hot.
This is a little warmer than I'd like it to be. Just to put one portion of my face is slightly too warm.
Yeah. It's making me sweaty.
Yeah. You're in Atlanta. Everything's sweaty, right? All the time.
God, so gross. Yeah. Unless it rains. When it rains, it's like relief. But today especially, I just had to turn my air down to like 65 because it's so fucking hot. And I have fans like all through my apartment. And I'm not doing anything. Like I said, I was just like watching Sopranos. So it's like, I'm hot on my couch.
Well, you know, that's life now. I mean, because there's no comedy, there's no work, there's no nothing. I mean, what is, you know, you were working too, but, you know, I mean, I assume comedy, is live entertainment banned down there? How's the, what's like with comedy in Atlanta? What's the situation?
I don't think that it's banned. It's just there isn't any. Like, all of the concerts and plays and all of that stuff got moved to next year. So like whatever they were doing this year, it's just now it's next year. I know I saw a Facebook fight of somebody that was like, we were the last bar to close or the last open mic to close and the first one to reopen back up. So come to the open mic. And he got torn apart. by a lot of people that were like, that's not something to brag about.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the only open mic that I know of. But other than that, no, I mean, there just isn't anything. Like, people just, I don't think it's necessarily banned. They're just not doing it.
Yeah. They're just, you know, I live entertainment or just gathering people together, as most people just don't want to do it. I was talking to, Eric Escobar, comedian Eric Escobar, you know him. I was talking to him the other day and he asked me, he's like, legitimately, he goes, when do you think we'll be back to doing comedy again? Like close to kind of how we were before. And I said, probably at least April of next year.
I'm thinking too,
you know, and that's best case scenario, I think. Cause you know, we have to get a vaccine. We have to get through the, you know, winter where it's going to jump up again. Cases will.
Yeah.
They already haven't gone down in the summer like they thought they would. It's like, we may never be back. I mean, this may be kind of a new normal in a sense.
Yeah. Which sucks. Like I haven't, cause I know a couple people, like, have you done any kind of spots since it started?
We did one show at the Viking. Cause I do a show there every June and Steve wanted to, so we did. And
the Viking's really spread out though.
Yeah. Well, we social distance too. So like we only filled it to half capacity, which really sucked. Cause we actually would have probably sold the place out completely if we could have.
Yeah.
We had to turn a lot of people away. It was completely sold out with 3 days before the show started. And I did one improv kind of like engage with the audience Zoom show. But beyond that, I haven't done anything else. I didn't want to do any Zoom stand up. I watched some that looked like a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
And
I did the drinking debate, which was fun.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I'm kind of glad it's not on the internet, but it was really fun, I think, just to do it and to like hang out with my friends on Zoom. But yeah, any of the stand up that I saw, I think that's why I haven't seen it in so long, but like when it first started, people were like, I'm doing it in my living room. And then you watch it and you're like, this is fucking painful.
Yeah.
So,
well, I've seen people that do like, you know, they get, you know, no offense to anyone out there doing it. You got to fucking work and do your thing. You're better than I am.
I couldn't do that.
But like
the silence, I just start talking really fast. I'm okay, bye.
It'd be so like, but I mean, they go all the way and get like the brick wall, like backdrop, like a green screen. And they have like a microphone and a mic stand, and I'm like, it just looks so fucking like, it looks so awkward and stilted. Like some people are doing it just sitting at their desk, and I'm like, that seems a little better because it doesn't seem so forced, you know?
Yeah, I didn't watch. I wanted to watch. I don't even know who put it on, but they did like a coast to coast roast battle.
Oh yeah,
it was like, I think Monica Nevy was in it, and this girl Katie Hughes from here was in it. And it was like different comics from around the country, and I wanted to watch it. I never did.
Right.
That sounded kind of cool because I think they just kind of shit on each other's cities.
Yeah.
And stuff. But like, yeah, just the straight stand up in your living. I think second week of COVID, people were like, all right, we're going to stop doing this.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, I know. I could. Like, I talked to a couple of comics that did it for a while, and they're like, yeah, we just kind of, it was weird. And then a couple are still going like every night. Like I said, I did the one kind of engage with the audience show, and I would do something like that again where we had like we had someone basically facilitating and watching the chat, and they would like throw suggestions at us, and we'd do like off the cuff where they'd give us a suggestion, you have to like riff on it and shit like that. So it's a little different.
That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah. So I mean, that's interactive with the audience, not just like, hey, fucking malls are weird, right? You know, I mean,
right? Am I right? Yeah.
I mean, I just can't. I'm like, that's, there's no fucking way. You know, and
I couldn't do my material.
Right.
Like, I have a cousin that smokes crack.
Right. Yeah. And people be like, what's this lady talking about? This is the weirdest TED Talks ever.
Yeah. Like, I did. The last spot I did was right before I went to Sunglass, and then everything shut down, and I haven't done a spot since. And I'm like, I'm freaked out about it because I don't remember any of my jokes.
Yeah.
I'd have to listen to them. And it's not going to be good. I want to try it again. I don't think. I think it's going to be very, like, first time I ever did it.
I think
I don't know. Maybe not. But it's just weird. It feels like weird to not have done it for so long.
I think you'd be surprised how fast it'll like come back, snap back. Cause I was a little worried too. I'm like, God, it's been months, you know, like, am I going to remember and this and that? And like once I got up there, like, it was fine. It was like never not. I like, yeah. You know, like there were a couple little lines I missed. But also the nice thing is like the audience doesn't know when you miss something, you know, like if you miss, if you miss one line or a little tag, like the audience doesn't know. So,
yeah,
I mean, really like it'll come back to you in a snap. You're like, you never weren't doing it.
Yeah. I know. And I'll say like, cause I'm worried about that. But then I think about it too. And I'm like, I've been doing this for 7 years, six years, 7 years, something like that. So it's like, it can't be that. I have enough tools to like figure it out faster.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, than like when you very first start, you're just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm just trying.
Right.
So,
well, there's some people seven years in that are still that way. I don't know what I'm doing.
Do you ever see somebody that, and you're like, how long have you been doing it? And they're like 10 years. And you're like, geez.
Yeah, like, you should give up. Yeah,
you should stop and find a different hobby.
Your parents were way too nice to you growing up, obviously. You have too much self-esteem.
Yeah. this guy that I met before I ever did stand-up when I lived in Florida, I was trying to find an open mic because I knew I wanted to try it.
Yeah.
And the only thing I found was like a comedy show at a restaurant. So I went and watched it. And I remember, and this dude was one of those, like, he was like a used car salesman type guy, just like
fast talking. And
in a very annoying way.
Sure.
You're like, dude, chill. Like, you don't have to always be on. And he did this like 20 minute thing about how he was with his friend getting a pap smear. And it was just bombing because, like, that's not a it's not a real premise. Like, nobody would ever let you in the room.
Right. That doesn't.
You weren't there. It was a totally contrived, made up story. It was terrible, and it was just silence. And then he started like roasting the audience. Like, you know when they get mad,
yeah,
they laugh, so they start attacking the audience.
This is your fault.
So, yeah. Like, so he's walking around. And by the way, this is like a restaurant. So like these people, it's like they're trying to eat their dinner. Like some of them were there for comedy in like the bar area, but the rest of it, like they were just trying to eat their food.
Yeah.
So these two women are like eating salads, and he goes over and he was like, he's talking about how they were snotty, and I think he called them like skinny bitches or something for getting a salad. Like it was just like so fucking bad,
like,
right?
Like way to win over the audience. Way to read the room, guy. Like,
And I'd never done comedy, and I'm just watching this fucking train wrecking. Like, right. This is everything I don't think you're supposed to be doing. So then after the show, he was like, you know, I teach comedy. And I was like, okay.
Jesus.
He was like, I could teach you how to do stand-up. And then he was like, you know, asking me, like, what I think went wrong. And I was like, all of these things. And he's like, well, you've never done it. So then I asked him, how long have you been doing it? He's like, this is my 11th year. I'm like, that's so long.
Right.
That's so long to be as bad.
To not know what you're doing.
To not know what you're doing at all.
Yeah.
It's just.
So there's a whole bunch of people out there that have taken his comedy class and are just like shitting on mics and fucking destroying comedy scenes across the country.
Well, and the saddest thing, because I saw him one other time, and he had this kid who had never done it before, but I guess he told this kid, like, hey, if you come up with 15 minutes, I'll let you open for me. So
yeah.
This kid who's never done time
tries
to do 15 minutes and is just fucking eating shit. And he's going, like, he's not stopping.
Right, yeah.
and you remember, like, I don't know about you, but, like, the first time that you didn't open mic, 3 minutes feels like a very long time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you have no sense of time, you know?
Yeah, so, like, you feel like, at least to me, like, I felt like I was up there forever. And now I'm like, wait, I only get 3 minutes? Like, I can't even start.
Right, like, you're like, what am I going to do with 3 minutes?
Yeah. So he's just out there eating shit. And the guy was like, well, now I got to go save the show. And I was like, oh, man, you set that kid up to, like, bomb so that you could come. Oh, and while the kid is talking, there's a DJ in the back doing, like, gunshots over him. Like, give me.
What kind of ratchet-ass place is this? It's fucking so fucking bullshit show.
This kid's bombing and, like, bomb noises are going off. I'm like,
that's the best heckle ever, though, to have just like a soundboard and just be able to play sound effects over someone's set.
Which is like, it was funny, but it was like, because I knew he had never done it before, it was so sad.
Yeah.
I was just like, no, like, this kid's gonna go kill himself.
Yeah, he's Well, it's those people who are like, we've all met those people who you know, you talk to and they're like, oh, I'm going to do comedy. Yeah, I got like 20 minutes and they've never been on stage. And I'm like, there's no way.
You don't have one joke.
Yeah. You have far too much confidence in your 20 minute story about you and your wacky crew that nobody knows about, you know?
Yeah. No frame of reference.
Yeah. And then Timmy said, you know, it's like, what? Who's Timmy?
Yeah. Oh, well, and that's the thing is, like, the people that are the funny dude in their group of friends, even if you actually are, because most people that think they're that person are not that person.
Right.
But, like, they don't have any sense of the fact that, like, nobody has any frame of reference of your story. So, right. Like, the people you're telling that story to already know everything. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're already, they were there.
People get on stage. Yeah, and you've seen those people get on stage and be like, so that, yeah, like Timmy said, and then this happened. And you're like, what the fuck are they talking about?
What is he? Yeah, who are these people? You know, and I taught a comedy class one time, this workshop, and I told the people, I'm like, don't tell stories as a new comic. I go, A, you don't have the time. Like, and B, yeah. Nobody cares about you. Like, and your story, like personally, nobody cares about you yet. You know, like yeah. Tom Segura can because he has a huge following and people are invested in him as a person. Like you, the first thing
he has an hour to work that out and a year to make that story good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And he's like a super talented guy. Like you, your first time up at doing 3 minutes, you don't have the time and nobody cares. And this girl got so mad at me. She's like, she did her set, she's like, well, I had other stuff, but you told me not to tell stories because nobody cares about us. And I'm like, that's not what I meant. I'm just saying, like, you're like,
so
I know. And I was like, I'm sure someone cares about you, even though you're a bitch. But, the point is, like, you don't have the time to get those points across and get someone to be invested enough, you know?
Yeah. You just need to, like, I always tell brand new people when they're like, what do I do? I'm like, learn how to write a joke. That's what you're trying to do.
Right.
Like most people don't know, even know how to write a joke. Like you can say like set up punchline. What does that even mean? Like it takes a long time for people to figure out how to write a joke. So like your story about your mom or like your bad date is not what you right. should go. Yeah. Like, you're right. Like that's hilarious.
Yeah. Unless
nobody cares about me.
Yeah. You know, just like, that's like, I never said that's not what I'm saying. Yeah. I would have people like, actually like print out their set and I'd be like, just circle the joke, circle where you think the joke is. Like that's like, if you want to figure it out, like go through and circle where the joke is and then, you know, highlight it and where's, you know, and then they'd start circling shit or something. I'm like, that's a statement. That's not a joke. That's like,
yeah, that's not the punchline. Like, I mean, and sometimes like, I mean, for me, like it took a long time for me to figure out how, or like, I guess what a joke is, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know. I guess I don't really know what I'm trying to say. But yeah, you're right. If I had to like print out, especially like my super early, like first year stuff, it's all dirty. There's people still like, Glass was like, I hate this joke that you tell. And he told it to me recently. And I was like, dude, that was like one of the first things I ever said. I would never say that on stage. Just so dirty and not funny. And I know. And he's like, I just always hated that joke. I'm like, well, it's not a joke. It was just a really stupid fucking sentence.
Right. It's just, it was like, listen, I was trying to fill 5 minutes. What do you want me to do?
I was trying to figure it out, dude. I don't know.
Yeah. That was always one of the funny things with Glatzman and I doing shows together. Because we're so dynamically different in every way with comedy.
Every way.
But we'd have this weird, like, we'd split the crowd. Like after the shows, like half of them would like, you know, some of them would come to him, some would come to me, and then some would come to both of us. But like, we definitely had a very different demographic of who.
I can see that. Yeah. I can definitely. Yeah. I feel like, yeah. I guess I never even really thought about that when you guys were doing shows together. Cause I just know you both. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. But like, you guys are so different.
Oh yeah.
Like Glass could do comedy for like, an elementary school.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could not. I mean, I could, but I'd have to register afterwards. So
yeah.
Me.
Oh, it's funny.
It was odd. We actually did this kind of speaking teaching / thing at a, I want to say it was like for, I don't know if it was like 6th or 7th graders, somewhere in that range. And, okay. we, and, it was like a workshop on, like, you know, kind of artistic careers you could do. And we were talking to the kids and answering questions. And, like, you know, Michael is so funny, but not always on task. And he starts, like, going off into, like, talking about buying merch and how you buy merch, and it costs this much to make a shirt, and you do this.
This is how you get a website.
And I'm like, Michael, these kids are 13 years old. Like, and I'm like, hey, can anyone give me an example of their favorite joke? And he's like, and what you got to do is, if you buy in bulk, you get a 20-cent discount for shirt. And I'm like,
oh, that's so funny.
And I'm like, I don't think this is what they wanted us to do, but okay, Michael.
That's so funny. Oh, that sounds fun, actually. I feel like I would like to do that.
It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it, but yeah, I think he gets nervous and just starts talking.
Yeah, so that's so funny. You order them in bulk.
It's like, what is happening right now? We, like, are we starting a pyramid scheme right now? What's going on in this classroom?
That's awesome. It's really funny.
Oh.
Yeah, how did you guys end up doing that?
I don't know. Someone just asked us to. I mean, when we were doing shows together, we were out and about all the time together, and, like, really promoting hard. So people would just, like, approach us about weird things, you know, like teaching improv classes or going and doing that. That was in Spokane. And so it was like, you know, we were always like, yeah, man. Well, and I think Michael's well known with, like, as, you know, he's done stuff with schools and kids, you know, he taught at Mobius. And then, like, I'm pretty active in the community with this future mayor run and all the things I'm doing. So, like, people, like, no.
Are you really going to do that?
Yeah, I'm on the – I already signed up. I've got my own nonprofit political party through the – like, campaign through the IRS. Yeah, I filled all that out the other day. So I'll be on the ballot.
And then when you get the job, you're going to be like, shit.
I know. I'm like, fuck, dude. This is terrible.
Come see me at the Viking on Friday.
I know. I'm going to get – yeah. It pays $160,000 a year, I found out. So if
that's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A friend of mine asked me, like, what are you going to do if you win? I'm like, honestly, what I'd really love to do is first day, like, quit and, like, reenact that scene of when Nixon was impeached and left office and, like, gets on the helicopter and waves and and just, like, get in the helicopter and fly away and never come back. People be like, what the fuck just happened? And she was like, do you know how much a helicopter would cost? I'm like, yeah, but do you know how funny that would be? Like, that
would be the best.
Like, yeah, he got elected and then he just fucking left.
He's like, yeah, I'm out.
That's it. Like, okay, what do we do now? But yeah, I am legitimately running, and it's kind of ramping up. I've getting all the paperwork filled out. I've got a guy who works with his libertarian candidate presidential political party. They've run presidential campaigns. He's going to help me with it and everything. So, yeah.
How often do they vote for mayor?
Every 4 years. So 2023 is the next one.
Okay. But this is what Nadine Woodward right now, right?
Yeah, Nadine Woodward. And if I can, like, dude, if Nadine Woodward can be a fucking the mayor, she's a fucking idiot. Listen, here's what I'm going to say. I'm be like, listen, she was you're a comic. And I'm like, well, she was a newscaster. People just told her what to say. I at least wrote my own thoughts. Like, this bitch can't even fuck it. She just reads a cue card.
Dude, I was about, like, when I first heard that she was running, I was like, oh, that's cool, because it was after I'd moved. And I was like, oh, that's cool, I remember her from the news. And then I actually read, like, what her points were, and I was like, oh, I don't think she's going to be good at that at all.
Yeah.
And so far, I have not heard good things.
No, it's been pretty terrible. I don't think she's favored very well, besides by the police department.
Is she a Republican?
I honestly don't know. I would guess so, given her policies, but... you know, I honestly don't know. It's been weird. Certainly she's very in step with Sheriff Ozzy and the police union and things like that, and that's been a little tumultuous in Spokane recently. In other areas too, I'm sure. How was that in Atlanta? The whole Black Lives Matter, everything happening. Cause there was that big thing. There was that video of the cops who dragged that kid out of their car at like 9 PM when the curfew hit. That was in Atlanta, right? They like
honestly, dude, I don't, there was so much of it all at once that like I don't know specifically all the stuff that happened in Atlanta. I know that when they were doing the Black Lives Matter protest, it was like 5 minutes from where I live.
Yeah.
So I thought about going down there, but I had Bella with me and I was like, I don't know if I should take her down there.
Right.
I am so fucking glad I didn't. Because like, I didn't, like, because to me, it's like, oh, it's protesting. Like, you know, the only kind of real protesting I've done is like a women's march.
Sure.
So I was like, yeah, maybe we'll go down there. And then I'm like, nah, maybe we won't. And by the time the sun went down, like, the CNN building was totally vandalized. There was like a cop car fire. they ransacked the fucking College Football Hall of Fame, which I thought was kind of fucked up. And then Killer Mike was on the news saying the N-word and the F-word.
Yeah.
Just like telling people to stop. Yeah, so I mean, it was pretty crazy, but I kind of, I'm not saying I stayed out of it, but I stayed away from it
because
it seemed very dangerous.
Well, sure, you have to, then, I mean, you know, you have to consider circumstances. Like,
yeah, so, well, and like, that was the thing is I was like, should we go down there? And then I was like, nah, I don't think so. And I'm, yeah, it sounded like it wasn't great. But, yeah. Yeah, so I mean, we had a curfew for a couple weeks. It was like, I think 8 p.m., which I didn't know. I was actually about to go to the store one night and then my phone was like, curfew in 4 minutes. And like, so it was from like 8 a.m. to, or 8 p.m. to, like 7 a.m.
Jeez.
Something like that.
You
couldn't leave. And it was crazy because I would go outside to smoke a cigarette and like, I live on like one of the busiest streets in Atlanta and it was dead silent.
Yeah.
It was like really creepy.
It's got to be eerie. I mean, that was one of the reasons I was taking advantage of traveling so much when this whole like the COVID thing first hit, was because like I wanted to go to LA. I went through San Francisco and I wanted to see those cities dead. And like I went to Fisherman's Wharf right on the water in San Francisco, and literally it was me and my buddy Traz were the only people around. I mean, it's like,
that's cool.
And it was like really eerie, but kind of like a really cool feeling and fun to see. So
yeah, when we went to New York, we got on the subway one night and we were going the wrong way, and so we got off wherever we were and we went and asked the like ticket guy how to get back to where we came from. And he was like, oh, well, you're under Times Square, like just go upstairs.
Yeah.
And so we walked upstairs and I don't know, it had to be, it was really late, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, and it was snowing, it was freezing cold. So I have a bunch of pictures of like Steve, Michael and Harry in an empty Times Square.
Yeah.
And that was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. That's,
it was just like, yeah, it was like all the lights and everything. And the only people that were out there were like the people dressed as Elmo. You know, like you get your picture taken with or whatever,
right,
but
yeah,
there was nobody else. So, like, but yeah, it was really fucking cool to like see Times Square empty.
Yeah, it's got to be eerie to see. It is funny. I mean, I like that stuff though, because it's one of those things that are like few and far between in life. You'll never, you know, get that experience.
Yeah.
It's hard to get that experience anyway. So,
yeah, for sure. But yeah, with the like, because we were already having lockdowns and then we had a curfew. And it was just, like, creepy.
Right.
Just dead silent outside.
Just nobody out. Yeah, it's man, like I said, this whole thing feels like it's the new norm. Like it's just going to be weird like this in some way forever. Like there's always going to be something. Cuz I mean, there's been a million, you know, all these other things have been happening too. Like, you know, they're like, oh yeah, Yellowstone's totally going to blow up soon. Like the sun is dying. they totally breezed over the whole sun is dying thing. They're like, yeah, totally. It's like no sunspots and like, it's super, the sun sucks right now. It's really bad. Like we're probably going to have famine and die or whatever. It's no big deal. Like, dude, we maybe talk about that. That seems like a problem.
Yeah. But, I saw this story about, I guess somebody hid a bunch of cocaine in like the Everglades or like somewhere in Florida. Like they hid it there so that somebody could come pick it up.
Yeah.
And so these boars found it and ate it.
Oh.
And like, I just love those memes that were like, who had coke boars for June on their bingo card?
Sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just running around on coke. But yeah, I mean, there's so much crazy shit though, where it's just like, it doesn't even faze me, I don't think, anymore. Like,
yeah.
Cool, murder hornets and like a new kind of cancer suit.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, no big deal. Well, it's like, yeah, you know, the CIA released all that information about UFOs, which I know we know doesn't necessarily mean aliens. It just means UFOs. And they're like, and no one even blinked an eye. I was like, yeah, you know, UFOs. Whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All right.
Got it.
Yeah.
Like the world's burning.
Right. Like, no big deal, man. It's fine. You know, it feels like everyone's just moving into this weird complacent, like, I don't know, whatever. It's just, I get a little money. Sometimes I go to the store and I just kind of slide along.
Well, it was like, it was fun when it was like the Joe Exotic quarantine.
Right.
But now it's like the sad quarantine.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm out of things to do.
Yeah, I was like, man, that Tiger Meth guy is wacky. You know, this is a cool paid vacation. Like
everyone's gained weight. We're all sad, bored.
Yeah, right. So.
My daughter's starting school in 2 weeks, which I think is pretty crazy.
I was gonna ask you that. I was just gonna ask you about how it went with your daughter and having to like become a teacher now, apparently. Or is she going to school? Is it homeschool or is she going to school?
No, she's actually gonna go to school.
Okay, and that starts in 2 weeks already.
Yeah, so here I don't remember, somebody explained to me why, but the school year here is really weird. It's like August 5th to May 5th.
Probably something to do with the weather or something. I don't know.
Yeah, something like, somebody explained it to me. It was like something to do with the weather, or like back in the day, it was like so the kids could help with the farms or some shit. I don't know.
Sure, yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, something old school.
Antiquated rules. It's to save on the AC, I think is what it is. Because it's so fucking hot here.
Sure.
It's like the school saved money on AC.
Oh, so sure,
getting out early.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
That's what it was. Somebody said, I was like, oh, that does make sense.
Yeah, like okay. We can't afford all this air conditioning. Can't air condition kids.
Right. So when she first got let out of school, they basically gave every kid like 4 books from the library and 2 weeks worth of homework. And they're like, here, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. And then they never went back to school.
Yeah.
And it was rough. Like, I mean, it wasn't so much like I could help her with it, but it was just the whole like routine change. Like, she didn't want to do it, and she had like a very like structured life before that. Like, she went to school, she went to daycare, she went to soccer practice, she went to piano lessons. She had like very things that she did every day, and then it was just like, well, I'm not going to work and you're not going to school, and now the only thing that we have to do is like your homework all day. Our sleep schedule got all messed up. And I was reading some stuff. They were saying that, like, with the distance learning, it was, like, really detrimental to a lot of kids. Like, I think a lot of kids were just, I think a lot of the parents were like, I'm working from home, so I can't help you. Or, like, they didn't understand. So I think it was almost like last year, I think, for a lot of kids, it was just like, well, we'll pass you, but, like, good luck next year.
Right, yeah.
So they gave us the option to do distance learning or in-person school, but then they also had us vote on whether we wanted it to start August 5th like normal or at the end of September. And I voted the end of September, but they're starting it August 5th, so she's going to actual school. So we'll see. They're supposed to be like wearing masks and cleaning vigilantly, but I mean, who knows? I don't kids are so gross.
Yeah.
And I don't know how, like, I mean, they're just little disease factories. Like, I don't know how you can
Stop it. I mean, and then
and keep everything clean and wash your hands and wear a mask. I guess we'll see.
Are they having smaller? But are they having smaller classes or same size classes? Or
I don't know. I know that, like, so you know, in elementary school they put all the like clusters of desks together, like you sit in like a little four or whatever, like you face each other. So they're not doing that. But I mean, it's like their school can't get bigger, so they can't move the desks further apart.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have a very big class size. I think her classes are like between 18 and 22 kids.
Oh, that's not
or something.
Pretty,
They've always been that way, but they've already built like 2 new elementary schools in her district because there's so many kids. Right. So I don't know. I don't know how many have chosen to stay home, but, we had to kind of send her back to school, 'cause like we have to go to work.
Yeah.
And, like, I haven't worked since March, but I need to. Yeah. So, like,
don't we all know? Shit.
She can't just. I mean, she can't kick in indefinitely. I'm going to run out of money eventually.
Right? Yeah. So. She's got to go somewhere. Get a job or go to school. I know in LA, like in California, I was talking to some friends, and they were making it so like half the class goes like you know, was going like Monday, Wednesdays, and the other was going like Tuesday, Thursday, and then they were taking Fridays off. So they were only going like 2 days a week. And they're only going till like 1 o'clock. It's like 8:30 or it's like 8:30 to 1 PM and like 2 days a week now, and just kind of doing other stuff at home. So it's kind of a half and half thing. I think they'll have school stuff to do at home. You know, online classes type stuff. But I mean, that seems like it, you know, it's still difficult for someone who, you know, if you got a full-time job, you, not everyone can be like, yeah, I can be home with you 3 to 5 days a week or whatever. So,
yeah, I mean, it's hard, I think, in that sense. And then I also think, like, I mean, I got laid off like the same day that she got out of school. So, like, luckily I had the time to like sit there and do homework with her. But like, sometimes, I mean, it would take us like 10 hours to finish what she had to finish.
Right.
Just because I would be like, yeah, well, I think it's this. And then I'd have to like Google it to like make sure, because I'm not her teacher. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to do that kind of stuff. And I think, I don't know about other kids, but I can't imagine that a lot of other kids like had either their parents around for one, or if they were around, like, I mean, you know how many people are just shitty parents that don't like pay attention to their kid anyway. So like, actually sit down and learn with them. I don't know.
Yeah. They're just like, here, do it or don't, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. You like know. Whatever. Yeah. And then when, so she was doing like the distance learning stuff, and luckily her school was already like set up for that. Like, she already has a school laptop.
Yeah.
She's had it since like last year, I think. And so they were already like pretty good with being prepared for that. But I don't know about, I don't want to say like less affluent schools, but that's the only way I can think of to word it, is like, I don't know if every school in this country, like every kid gets a fucking laptop in third grade.
Yeah. No kidding. Right.
Is like prepared to do stuff like that. You know what I mean? So like, I mean, she kind of lucked out, but it wasn't easy. And then they kind of just slowly started scaling it back. It was like, now we're not going to do Fridays. Okay. Well, now we're only going to do like one subject. And then by the time, like, there was like 2 weeks left of school, we're just kind of like, we're just going to do fun shit. Like, if you want to tune in and watch your science teacher do like a fun activity.
Yeah.
Cool. And if not, like, fuck it. Have a good summer. Like, it would, I really like started drastically doing that. Cause she would do like her Zoom meetings, and like her teacher would email up like the people to say thank you. And you could just see it. Like, at first it was like every kid in the class was in it. And then like, as the weeks went on, it was like, I think the last week, for like their Zoom school class party, there was like 8 kids.
Oh yeah.
There's just like, everyone was just like, fuck this. Like,
right. Yeah. I'm gonna go enjoy my summer. I'm out.
Yeah. So, it sucks. It's like, I don't know. We'll see, but she's going to go to school. So hopefully, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be okay.
Well, weird. I mean, kids got to do something, but it's going to definitely be a different landscape, I think. And I was at a park in Coeur d'Alene last week. And while I'm there, there's these kids on a merry-go-round, like a little thing on the, in the park. And there's just like, there's like four of them. They're spinning around this thing going, COVID-19, COVID-19, COVID. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, is this what these kids are growing up in now? Like, this is just their like, it's their like whatever version of like, yeah, no, this is a, and I mean, I can only imagine for the ones that, if this keeps going, like, what is their, you know, what does it look like for them in a couple of years? So,
yeah, I don't know, man. It's, yeah, it's weird. It sucks. Like, for my daughter specifically, I know he really misses sports and her friends. But she's had a couple like Zoom sleep. Oh, God, it's so fucking hot out here.
Mika's outside now.
Yeah, I wandered outside. But yeah, she misses sports. She misses her friends. She's had like a couple like Zoom sleepover things. But yeah. In general, yeah.
So has she not been interacting with her friends in person at all then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, damn, that's got to be so hard for a kid. I mean, kids are, you know, adults get jaded and don't want to see other adults for long periods of time. They can do that, but kids like need it. Although they're kind of used to it too. Was it, I mean, has it been hard? Because like, some kids are, so everything's online for them anyway too, though. So yeah.
It was really hard for her at first because she loves school.
Yeah.
She's one of those kids that's just like, she loved school. And like I said, she was playing, like she did sports every day, or she had piano, or she, you know, had activities.
Yeah.
And then she also, like, so she goes to school in her dad's school district. So she stays with him during the week and would come to my house on the weekends. And then that switched. And then we moved apartments. So it was like a lot of change. It was just like, we moved apartments to like a different neighborhood. So like, even the kids that she knew in my old neighborhood, she doesn't know any kids here now.
Right.
And it was rough for her, but luckily she had a really good teacher, and her teacher was cool about doing like Zoom meetings with the class. And then the guidance counselor reached out to like all the kids to see how they were doing. So like, I mean, she's really fortunate. Like the school that she goes to is a good, you know, public school. So like, she really liked talking to the guidance counselor. I think it just made her feel like so connected to school, I guess.
Right.
Because like, I mean, I don't know if you remember, like when you were eight, school is like your whole world. Yeah, that's, you know, other yeah. than being at home, like you don't, that's your whole life. So, yeah, it was weird. I think she's really excited because they gave us the option of her not, of her to do digital learning. And I asked her, she's like, can I please go to school?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, if you want to go to school, you can go to school.
I mean, yeah. And
yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, kids definitely need it. They need that, you know, kind of stimulation. And, you know, they want to go, go, go. So I can only imagine that's going to be really, really hard on them. So hopefully,
yeah.
You know, hopefully, I mean, she's young. If she gets it, she'll bounce back anyway, man. Kids can get that shit, yeah. And, you know, although, you know, if she brings around any older people, they're doomed. But,
yeah, I feel bad for all the kids that graduated this year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I think my cousin graduated college. She was like, this was like my whole life. And then I graduated college and it was like Zoom graduation with a drive-by.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She was like, damn.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm glad I did all this work. Yeah.
Yeah. Spent 16 years of my life to be like, here's your Zoom wave.
Yeah.
And like they did, like, you know what I'm talking about, where they do like the drive-by thing,
yeah.
Like drive through and like, congratulations.
Right. It's, yeah, it's like a parade, a little mini parade in front of your house.
Yeah. Yeah, Bella's, the staff of her school did that and went through, like, all the neighborhoods. And so we went out there and, like, made signs when they went by. And the school nurse had a big mask over her car, which I thought was really cute. She put, like, a face and, like, a big mask on her car. So, yeah, I mean, they've done, like, little stuff like that. But in general, it's just weird. And like you said, I don't think it's going to be even kind of normal until after Christmas. I still hope I can come home for Christmas. Like, I'm hoping that things will be okay to fly. But
yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, ideally, I think you'd be able to travel in the state. You know, none of the other countries want us coming in anywhere. But like,
yeah, I don't know. Washington's weird. They might be like, Georgia, you can't come.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
I don't know. We'll see.
You know, I mean, Hawaii's got like the quarantine. If you fly into Hawaii, you have to quarantine for 14 days. You know, so some.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so some states are doing that, where if you fly in somewhere and like they're tracking people, like people who fly in from out of state, they're tracking them. And like, you know, if you don't, there's, you know, very strict legal ramifications. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's going to be that serious in December or not. So,
yeah, we'll see. I was supposed to go after I went to San Blas. I was supposed to go to Texas. And then with the day that I left Alabama, so Tony's parents live like right on the Alabama Florida line.
Yeah.
So you kind of like weave in and out as you're leaving, but they shut everything down. And then my aunt called me like later that day. She was like, hey, I know you're supposed to come here next week, but they just shut Texas back down.
Yeah.
So we didn't go. So like, we haven't done anything, which is kind of like a bummer. It's like, I don't have a job right now. Like, we have nothing going on. It's like the perfect time to go do stuff.
Right.
And so we haven't done anything this summer, and then just about to start school. So it's kind of sucks, but.
Well, it's a weird juxtaposition. Cause like everyone has the free time, but there's virtually nowhere to go. Like that's one of my problems when I was on the road. Like I've been traveling, doing things, but like, trying to find a place to stay or find places to eat. Like if it's after like 8 o'clock, like good luck finding a place to eat, you know, like we'd get back from an adventure and like do it in some park at like 9:30, 10 o'clock. And it's like, well, go to a gas station if you can find one that's open and, you know, buy some.
Well, yeah, I talked to my mom in like May and I was like, hey, flights from Atlanta to Washington are like $100.
Yeah.
Like, I could totally go home. And she was like, yeah, that'd be cool. But I mean, what are we going to do? Like,
right.
We can come here and hang out in the house and like don't really want to do that.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? It's like, it was like I couldn't go. There's no comedy, and if I wanted to see my friends, like there's no bars. It was just like, eh.
Yeah, there's not.
So I didn't do it.
I mean, Idaho.
Like, it's cheap, but
Idaho's open. I've been going to Coeur d'Alene a lot, so
yeah.
I'm actually working on trying to open something up in Coeur d'Alene since we can do comedy there. I've got a couple of venues that I'm talking to be like, all right, well, let's take advantage of this. We can't do shit in Washington. Maybe we can get people to come to Coeur d'Alene. So
what did, why did they shut? Why did they go backwards in Washington? Were there a ton of cases or
yeah.
is it just?
Yeah, the cases have jumped up significantly in Washington state again. So it's, they had to, yeah, they've kind of reverted backwards, and Texas is doing the same. I think Florida, California did, you know, all these states that like tried to open up, and like, I mean, that's what's going to happen when you let people back out again. They're going to take advantage of it, not all kind of follow the protocol. And I mean, I get it. It sucks for the people who do open up and want to, you know, like people have been renegades and just open up, and I get it. You got a business, man. You got to make money, you know? So I don't really hold it against them, but what are you gonna do?
Yeah, it sucks. I know. I saw that like the comedy club had to close back down.
Well, yeah. we never opened back up here. Spokane hadn't opened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they were, so Tacoma was able to open because they have a full kitchen. So they were licensed as a restaurant. So they were phase one or phase two or whatever. Spokane was working on putting in a kitchen. And during, and they did, but they were still licensed as an entertainment venue, so they were phase four. They got their,
because they were like a nightclub, right?
Yep.
Get a nightclub license.
Yeah. So they got their stuff switched like last week, but then literally like the next day, Inslee put the ban on live entertainment. So it was like, oh well, good thing you got that all switched over. Can't do live entertainment.
That sucks. So I know, I was wondering about them too because they just opened those other two clubs. And like, I know they're in different states, but it's like, I don't know how long you can survive when you have like four, I guess, small businesses that you're trying to
float.
Keep afloat. It sucks.
Well, Oklahoma City has been at basically full capacity. They opened back up over a month ago and they were full capacity. They're just whatever, no social distancing. And that's a big club. Yeah. That's bigger than Spokane.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Skyline. They're pretty open. They're open. They have been open, but I don't think that club has ever done super well. Not by any fault of theirs. It's just kind of always been like a B club, just kind of a, you know, I mean, that's just what it is.
I remember that's what kind of what it was when they bought it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, it still is. I mean, they've done, you know, they put their stamp on it, but it's still just for the size and location, you can only, you know, you can only do so much.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But,
there's nothing here, like, which is like such a bummer because, like, I'm such a concert person too. And I was so excited when I moved here. I'm like, oh, there's actually like every concert that you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
And those are all gone. And then I had tickets to Bonnaroo. Like, I was so excited to go to Bonnaroo this year. And that
gone.
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
2020 is just going to be like erased from the history books. Just never.
The time we all stayed inside.
No. 20
pounds.
That's it. It's you know what's the crazy thing is, we're only halfway through this year. So
oh my god, it's like the longest. I remember March was like the longest year of my life.
Right. Yeah.
Like, and like the thing that was crazy about March was like I went to Florida and saw Tony's parents. I moved, and then I lost my job. My daughter was out of school. It was like all this stuff happened in March, and like at the end of March, I was like, it's still fucking March.
Yeah, like, why are we?
I felt like I did a year's worth of shit in March.
Right. Well, yeah, you get that first like big break of time where you have nothing else going on, and you're like, this just goes on forever. I want to be some hiring agent, like a guy working for some company in a few years, and everyone who brings in a resume be like, I noticed a employment gap in 2020. Can you tell me a little bit about that? And just
between March and December.
Yeah.
No,
just fuck with everyone. Like, yeah, dude, there was a pandemic. Yeah. Like, I don't know about that.
I don't know. Did you go back to school? Like, what
right.
were you doing? Did you see, I think it was like Ivanka. I don't remember. She said something like, well, if you can't get a job right now, like go get some training. People are like, no, I don't need training. Yeah. Nothing's open.
Right. Training for what? Another job I can't get because it's not available?
Right.
Like, what kind of training are we talking? During the ROTC? What are we fucking doing?
Yeah. Go back to college? What are you talking about? I'm unemployed.
Yeah, there's no job. Yeah, that is the weird part, too. It's like, even when you... You know, if someone were to get a job or like look for a job, you know, these people are like, oh, they don't want to get off unemployment because the unemployment's so great right now. It's like, even if you look for a job, what do you do? You know, where do you go?
Yeah.
And I mean,
yeah, it's crazy. Like, I mean, I've never really in my field, like had a problem getting a job. And I know like a lot of people are like, oh, you can make so much more money on unemployment. But, like, maybe in other places, I do not make more money on unemployment.
Yeah.
And in Georgia, the most that you can get is like $300 a week.
Okay.
So, like, if they weren't giving that extra $600, like, I wouldn't be able to pay my rent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On $300 a week. I'm like, that's less than my rent.
Right.
So, but I do know, like, some people are like, yeah, just make that bank on unemployment. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I had a bunch of savings. That's the only reason I'm okay.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know what other people are doing.
Yeah. What kind of paycheck were you getting pre COVID, dude?
Yeah. $300 is fucking rolling in it.
Work a little harder, man.
Yeah.
Maybe you do need training. Those people should be getting training, probably.
Yeah. I mean, I know some people are making more money, but it's like, I think that the idea, because I know, like, I was talking to this one lady, and I like her. But she's a super Republican.
Yeah.
So I just unfollow her on Facebook. But we hang out sometimes. And she was like, oh, yeah, there's so many people that are just making fucking bank on unemployment. And I was like, I'm not one of those people. Like, right. Maybe. And if they are, who cares?
Right. Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Fuck it.
They're making their rent and they're eating.
Right. You know, give what, hopefully at least they'll save some and have a little bit, be a little bit ahead by the time this is all done. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I've realized how much money I've saved. Like, I quit drinking a while back and was saving a ton of money. And then, like, now I can't eat out. Like, I used to eat out a lot. And now I can't. So I'm like, God, it's just like a windfall of more money where I'm like, was I spending this much on going out to dinner every week?
I definitely went crazy with the food deliveries at the beginning of this.
Oh, really?
because I moved and I was like, oh my God, like everything is around me and it delivers. Because where I used to live, it was like Domino's was like pretty much the only thing I could order. So I did go a little crazy with the delivery stuff. But, and I was drinking really hard for like the first, I don't know, maybe month. And then I got so bored with it.
Sure.
And I was like, this sucks. Like, that was actually like the best thing. Cause you, like, I know I talked to you about how I wanted to quit drinking for a while.
Right.
And then I was like drinking out of boredom. And then I would wake up and be like, I have nothing to do today. I feel like crap.
Right.
I don't want to drink again. You know, so like, that's pretty much, I was just like, I got so bored with it that I was like, oh, I'm done drinking.
Yeah.
And I quit eating out. And so, it's the same thing. Like, I'm saving so much money. Like, I just, I've been redecorating my house a lot.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
I got some new stuff, but...
Well, when you spend that much time in your house, you start looking around and be like, oh, yeah, we could use some
oh, dude.
You know, some matching towels here.
I didn't even think about it like that, because, I was like... I remember one morning, I was laying in bed, and I started ordering desks. Like, I was like, me and Bella need a desk. And so, like, I got us desks and chairs, and...
Yeah.
Like, we went and did her bathroom. I let her pick out everything for her bathroom. And when she was picking it out, I thought it looked really old lady-ish.
Yeah.
But she was like, she's really in a rose gold right now. And she was like, I like this, like, floral shower curtain. I'm like, okay. I mean, I said you can do whatever you want. And then we put it all together. It actually looks really nice. But, yeah, you're right. It's like, I changed apartments, but then I also was, like, looking around. I'm like, I need a stand for my record player.
Right.
And now I need a shelf for this thing. So, like, yeah, I've been... decorating my house.
Yeah.
I got a new headboard behind me.
I know, so that's nice.
But I'm like, oh, I don't have a headboard.
Does it have little white shutters in it? Like a shutter?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, I don't have a headboard.
Yeah.
I don't feel like an adult. So,
right.
Just making shit. I've been like cross-stitching the Pink Floyd wall poster for a while.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about that. Yeah. You would be proud. I bought a dining table.
What? Yeah. Is there chairs with it though?
There is chairs. Yeah, there's chairs. That's a valid question, actually. You do know.
Just lawn, yeah. Not lawn chairs. No, like they're actual chairs.
They're matching chairs. The matching chairs. Yeah. I bought a table and it's only three chairs because I bought it off Facebook Marketplace. But it was like, it's this start. Cool table that somebody refinished because I repainted my breakfast nook area and I found this table and chairs that would match. And I'm like, all right, yeah, $50 and it's like solid wood. Nice. Yeah. I'm like, perfect.
Do you rent that house or own it?
I rent it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been there for a while. So I wasn't sure.
But I just paint shit. I'm like, whatever. I'm going to paint it.
Yeah.
I don't care. My landlord has been in this house like one time. He has no idea what color anything is. He wouldn't know the fucking difference.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a way nicer color. It was like this gross yellow. I painted this nice, like, kind of aqua teal color. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I moved and, like, my apartment's nicer, but you're right. I started kind of redecorating. And then I also, like, with the drinking thing, like, I was drinking and then I would go on Facebook and people are like, I built myself a brand new fire pit outside out of found driftwood. And I'm like, man, I feel like a piece of shit. Like, all these people are doing like these amazing things. And I'm just like getting wasted and talking to Jason Com at night on the internet. So eventually I was like, I just got bored and then I started decorating and doing stuff, but I'm bored again. Like, it's been too long.
Well,
work or something.
Hopefully comedy opens back up or work or something gets moving soon here. We definitely need it. So.
Yeah, for sure.
But all right, well, we'll wrap this up. I have got a second show this evening I need to do, so we'll
I see how it is. Yeah, well, at least I was first.
You were first, yeah. I got you in first. So for when comedy does open back up, do you have any social media or anything you want to shout out for people to follow you for when comedy comes back around? And
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Mika Laman.
All right, and we'll have that in the spelling everything links in the comments section for this episode, guys. So
I used to friend everybody on Facebook. Like, I was like, I want to have 5,000 Facebook friends.
Yeah,
like, all the famous people. But I don't want that anymore because now I have to see all those fucking people.
Yeah,
like, I mean, I love you all, but. Like, there's so many times where I'm scrolling through Facebook and I'm like, who is that?
Right.
Yeah. I have no idea. So now I'm like, just follow me on Instagram.
Dude, I used to just friend and like immediately unfollow. So we'd still be friends, but I'd never see their stuff on my page. So like so then they feel feels like, oh yeah, look, we're friends on Facebook, but like, I don't see any of your shit. Not you specifically, but like, you know, people who I'm
no, I do that. Like, especially like, you know, the people that don't post anything ever and then they post something and I have to be like, who is that? And then I'll go and I'll be like, you have 87 mutual friends. And I'm like, well, they're not a comic. So there's somebody who friends comics.
Right.
Or like went to a show or something, but like, I have to like do detective work to figure out who they are. And it's like, I don't know. It feels weird.
It is.
I used to be all about it. Now I'm like, it's too many people there.
It's very strange. I was on a bike ride downtown the other day. And like, I'm with a friend of mine and we come around this corner and there's some guys just standing there smoking. Some guy's like, hey, D. So I'm like, hey, what's up, man? He's like, oh man. I'm like, he goes, how's it going? I'm like, good. How you doing? He goes, just waiting for the comedy club to reopen. I'm like, looking at him like, this guy doesn't do comedy. Like, I mean, maybe he didn't open mic once or twice. I don't know. Those people, I don't really remember. He goes, yeah, any shows coming up? I'm like, no. And I go, oh, well, it's like right before that Viking show. I'm like, I'm doing the show at the Viking. And he's like, okay, cool. And I'm like, yeah, Sophie told me. He's like, oh, Sophie, she should have told me about that show. And I'm like, who the fuck is this guy?
Are
I'm like,
you?
And then like, I'm like, all right, I got to go. And we leave. And my friend's like, who is that? And I'm like, no fucking clue. Like, not gun to my head.
That used to happen to me in Spokane, like, a lot, actually. Especially, like, right before I moved, because I was doing shows so much.
Yeah.
I was just around everywhere. And I remember the first time that it happened, it was, like, I don't know, I was, like, a year into comedy. Uncle D's was still around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was hungover as shit. And I was getting breakfast. I think I was picking up breakfast at, like, the Cottage Cafe. And this lady was like, hi, Mika. And I turn around and I thought she was like friends with my mom or something.
Right.
Like, she was an older lady. And she's talking to me, and I'm like, I wanted to fucking die. I looked like shit. Like, I looked like I got hit by a bus. And she was like, yeah, I see you at Uncle D's every Thursday. We go to the open mic. And I was like, I'm never leaving the house like this again. First of all. And I was just like, okay, cool. And that kind of like weirded me out. But then right before I left, that would happen to me a lot, like especially downtown. People like, hey, Mika, or like, you ever have anybody just shout your joke at you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like shout your punchline at you. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
And they're just, hey, and you're like, yeah, man, I don't know you. Like,
right.
You think you know me because you listen to me talk for an hour, but I don't know.
Yeah. I have no clue. There's no context. There's no mutual context.
And then here. I feel like an asshole. Yeah. Where I'm like, are we friends? Like,
yeah. How do I know this person?
No idea.
Yeah. Also, especially when I was drinking, I was drinking a lot. So I'd meet people and be like, fuck, dude.
Like your besties that night?
Yeah, you met drunk D.
Like, I have no idea.
No fucking clue, dude. Yeah, trust me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you weren't special. So.
Yeah, and drunk me is very outgoing. Like, I'll talk to anybody. So then if I see them sober on a weekday in the afternoon, I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Who you are.
She was a
and
real
I'm also
bitch.
Not somebody who wants to be bothered during the daytime.
Right. Yeah, like, I'm doing adult things.
Yeah.
Catch me in cocktail hour. So
yeah. All right, well, this is fun, man.
All right, well, thanks for coming on. Hopefully keep me posted on what's going on down there. Hopefully things pop back open, you can start doing some shit again. So
yeah,
or if you're coming this way, let me know.
I'll be up there for Christmas.
Okay, cool. If we're still alive, yeah. I'll be here.
Okay, cool.
unless they open the borders, then I'm headed to Costa Rica. Out of here.
Sounds nice.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for hanging out. And as for the social hour, I am Deese, and for Mika, thanks very much, guys. And we will see you next week.